Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh resigned amid a self-dealing scandal last spring. She pleaded guilty to 4 federal charges last fall. This afternoon, she received a sentence of 3 years in jail. WYPR City Hall reporter Emily Sullivan was in the courtroom and is here to talk us through it. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Matt.
Now, let's see. What a morning. You spent nearly 3 hours in the courtroom this morning, huh?
That's right. And so Pugh had already pleaded guilty. Today, federal lawyers and her lawyers were just there to make their cases to Judge Deborah Casnow about what kind of sentence she should actually receive. So for over an hour, U.S. Attorney Martin Clark, he argued that there were 2 Pughs. He said there was Pugh's public persona, and then there was the Pugh who held elected offices in Baltimore for over 2 decades, the one who was chosen by its residents to lead the city after the 2015 uprising. But the private Pugh, he said, was someone who capitalized on that public image and who, quote, deliberately and cunningly set out to deceive people. He called Pugh's actions shocking. He said the Healthy Holly scheme was something right out of a mobster movie. Basically, prosecutors argue that her offenses were especially bad because of her public interest, the trust and integrity that she was supposed to uphold, you know, as an elected official.
Now, what was the argument of Pugh's defense?
So her lawyer, Steve Silverman, he said that Pugh got wrapped up in the culture of the University of Maryland Medical Systems Board. You might remember she served on that board and sold her books to them. That was the whole thing that first unraveled the scheme. So he provided this extensive history of her career in education, journalism, and public service. They had 5 people provide support on the stand for her, including former mayor Kurt Schmoke and Pugh's high school teacher. At one point, one attorney on the team said that the entire courtroom could testify on behalf of her good character. And then one courtgoer actually stood and shouted, "Not me." They also argued that since she's turning 70 next week and a first-time offender, she deserved a lighter sentence. They asked for 1 year and 1 day, while the prosecutors had asked for 5 years.
Now, throughout all of this, did Pugh make any public statements?
She did take the stand, sniffling and clearly very emotional. She apologized, you know, over and over again for the pain she caused, and she also stressed just how difficult emotionally the last year or so has been on her, how horrible it was to have press swarming her house at 4 a.m. She spent most of the time before the judge just offering apologies and remorse.
So did Judge Casnow give any insight into her sentencing?
You know, she did, Matt, and she took about half an hour to explain her reasoning of the 3-year sentence. I should also add that Pugh has to pay a restitution of $400,000 and forfeit her second home and clear out her campaign account, among some other things. But back to the judge, she said that while Pugh's attorneys argued the impact was very severe and should be taken into consideration, the impact on Pugh, the judge said she also had to consider the impact it had on the city of Baltimore. She said it couldn't have happened at a worse time for the city. The judge called Pugh's crimes astounding. And notably, she also said that while she heard a whole lot of remorse and support for Pugh and her legacy of public service, that she didn't, quote, hear any explanation that makes sense about the crimes themselves.
So after all this, Pugh finally received her sentence. What is next?
So she didn't actually receive a start date to her jail time yet, but the judge said that the latest she could kick that, you know, sentence off is April 13th. And as for what's next for Pugh, she told the press that nobody loves Baltimore like her and that she believes justice was served. And notably, she said this isn't her last chapter.
That's the latest on the Catherine Pugh scandal from City Hall reporter Emily Sullivan. Emily, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.